Inviting the body to feel for alignment from the inside rather than imposing from the outside. Sometimes the body then might shake itself to find, like when the wind blows the dead leaves around and they fall freshly. We're letting the body be moved by a little bit larger breath once or twice, so that some kind of wise instinct in the body that's not thinking, it's not a thinking process, could find its way into the earth contact in a way that invites stillness and going deep. With a light touch, without pressure, without pushing, without ambition. And you may have noticed that even a small change in the way one hand is on the ground or on your body can make a large difference. Even without moving the body, sometimes a subtle shift within the volume of body resting. If we could be at home here. Maybe feeling a time that you did feel at home. And with the help of that memory, letting the feeling come through your body and inner space. Like when we would put some herbs in hot water, gradually the scent and flavor comes into the water. The feeling of being at home. Feeling where there's resistance to going into the space of feeling at home. Just feeling how the resistance works. What in the body gets tense and hard? What disappears? What takes over? And maybe just staying a little longer with that whatever bit of feeling at home there is. A lot or a little. And then it could be that it has more of a quality of just being quiet or more feeling welcome or more just noticing that the body seems to kind of spread out and sink down into the ground or whatever you notice. Maybe feeling safe, how that is in the tissues, in the cells. Feeling welcome, feeling safe, feeling quiet, feeling attuned, feeling not watched, whatever it is. feeling authority, maybe. And in case, like many of us, the feeling at home and the actual fact of being here somewhere, exactly where you are, there's not a connection so much. So maybe just staying a little longer with the fact that the body is here, and maybe an inner feeling with the help of a memory. Of feeling welcome or quiet, not watched, safe, spread out. Attuned, or whatever it is. Feeling that independence of one's own authority, perhaps. Where you feel, what you feel. Warm, cool, heavy, light, open, closed, etc. Spreading, gathering. Velvety, silky, airy, cool flow, warm grounding. What is the movement, texture, temperature, etc.? Inviting that inner feeling that we could start to let flow in our bloodstream. Even a little bit, inviting that to actually connect with this place where you are right now, at home here on the planet. Perhaps. Inviting and not forcing, if possible. Just staying a little longer, if possible. Here at home, in the body, in the life, in participation with this fullness of nature. The sense of it being mine, the sense of I, something that comes and goes within this fullness of participation in wider nature. The air coming in and out, for example. the feeling of welcome or being quietly included in the wider life, how that feels in the cells and in the mind's atmosphere. And maybe we need some help to connect with the word or image, as well as the texture that you feel. As we start to get to know this deep, simple inner sense of being included in life, being here, being at home here. No matter what. That no movement of our mind takes us really out of life. Nothing really can kick us out, no matter how crazy the mind gets. No matter how mean or small or afraid or whatever. We are un-kick-outable. And so sometimes we may feel more the wish for feeling safe or connected or held by the ground or welcome. But feeling that that's a natural wish in all creatures. The trees move away from what hurts them and towards what they need. The ants. The elephants. And so do we. Sometimes we can simply feel that we love that feeling of being at home or being welcome or being quietly included or being in our authority or whatever, being safe. It's simply a natural inbuilt sense that we have. It feels life supportive. And we naturally wish for ourselves and others to be safe, welcome, quietly included, independent. It's feeling for that natural belly sense. And again, returning to a memory if needed, of what it felt like and how good it felt when you felt included, welcome, at home, safe, met. Feeling a kind of cellular yes, whether the mind feels comfortable or not, with letting go in that way, relaxing. Underneath the reactivity that we may feel, not quite trusting that we could feel at home here. Underneath, a kind of cellular yes. The goodness of the feeling when it happened. Some of the more traditional wording would be something like, may I be safe and happy. May I live with joy and freedom. And so then there's a chance to feel what words resonate for you today in the more cellular level. Sometimes it can be surprising what the words are. And it doesn't need to be a whole sentence, may I be at peace. It could just be peace, or flow, or lightness, or whatever it is for you. Of course, in your own language, whatever comes. Maybe you don't need words, maybe that flips you out of contact. So feeling that even though the alarm system is on, underneath that, sometimes we can get a slight feeling of the natural experience of being here, being included in life, feeling welcome. May I live in joy, in welcome, in freedom. Maybe relating to yourself, seeing or feeling yourself, listening to yourself as a creature of life rather than a me. That of course anyone would wish for you to be well, to be free. To be safe. To feel unguarded and unwatched in your own independence or authority, resting on the ground. continually feeling where the we might feel uncomfortable and not enough, not attuned, not at home. But somewhere down there, the sense that the body, anyway, is at home. And letting the body bring the mind with it. And if possible, and some days it can be possible, just even with a light feeling of the feeling home, feeling at home, to let it kind of extend 100% through your system. So even without an intense, strong, easy to feel feeling at home, or safe, or whatever. Even lightly feeling it, just what if we let that carpet unroll all the way out? Somewhere in our being, 100% welcome. Despite the mind's complexity. Just as you are already, of course. Letting that feeling at home start to grow roots in the sense that we could feel home whether we like it or not. We can feel that we are home, we are welcome, we are here, and life is in us completely, whether we feel comfortable or uncomfortable, whether we have confirmation or not. Whether we feel reactive or quiet. Just the way a good friend would wish for you. To feel that you're welcome already. Before you were born. If it's really hard to have that perspective on yourself and wish yourself well, maybe imagine yourself as a child. May I live in welcome, joy, freedom. No matter what. Connecting and resonating the way the whole bell vibrates when it rings. Lightly, vividly. Doesn't need to be easy to feel, but of course it's harder to stay with if it's less easy to feel. That's all. Or sometimes we may feel almost that at home feeling is almost like a substance that flows that we could spread through the body. Like pouring water into water. Or in one of my favorite lines of all of English literature from J.D. Salinger. Someone, a child watching the sibling drink milk and experiencing God, pouring God into God. Life pouring life into life by itself. Life watering the roots. And not bothering so much with the more surface level thinking and reactivity that may be there. And anytime you want, if you feel that resonating or filling and spreading water and water, the texture of feeling at home coming through the body, through the mind, through the being, everywhere. Sometimes there's a readiness of kind of opening the windows and doors and letting it pour out as well, filling and overflowing. As if we had a tea strainer pouring water through the herbs and tea strainer into bigger water, into the lake. Pouring in and throughout and through. From somewhere deep inside, this knowing of what is nourishing, life-sustaining. What is the center of your life? And letting that pour through you and beyond you, beyond the body. Maybe reaching someone near you in the hall. Another creature of life who maybe isn't limited to being just inside their skin either. Also has a complicated mind and a deep love. Also has lost and also has gifts and eyelashes and a spine. May you live in welcome, in joy, in freedom. And finding how your mind is willing to work, so to speak. Maybe one person at a time for a longer time, or one person and then another person. Or just spreading out through the room, through the ground, through the air. May there be welcome, joy, and freedom. Letting this kind of a bit impersonal wish include these real persons, including yourself. And maybe spreading out farther. Opening the windows again, wider. The ashram. It's that particular tree or the sense of this land and all its life. Including us, including you. just as with almost any creature that we would meet. When we're not so busy, we would naturally wish for the safety and well-being and freedom of that creature, if we're not afraid or in a hurry. And spreading farther if you like, or coming back home to something closer, someone in the hall or yourself. Letting it be a vivid connection that you can feel, that vibration, that resonance. Or if the mind is getting tired and not so able to stay, not so able to pay attention, sometimes then just spreading it all the way out. May all beings live in welcome, in joy, in freedom. Or just you. Or really just traveling wider and wider, this actual landscape that we're in the middle of. Mountains, rivers, towns. Forest, fields, factories. Actual contours. Actual eyes. Spiders, monkeys, babies. Fish and people. Whose lives are about to be over. May there be welcome, joy, freedom. Just as we are already, as if kind of from underneath, despite our complicated, reactive minds, hearts. Tenderness for all that alarm. Maybe just a little wider if you wish. Kind of lift off not only the earth, but wherever there is anything beyond even our imagining. every corner of the mind and the world and beyond. May there be welcome, joy, and freedom. You, like any other creature, precious, any other creature like you. Here, together.